Barrhead. Town of Barrhead residents will see a slight increase in their municipal utility bills in the new year. Councillors approved the Municipal Public Utilities Bylaw, 08-2023, replacing the previous version, 10-2022, in three straight readings at the December 12 council meeting. The bylaw includes a 2-3% increase in the municipal garbage collection rates. Corporate Services Director Jennifer Mante told councillors that the average resident's municipal utility bill, accounting for 14 cubic meters of water, would go up roughly 90 cents, saying the increase was needed to maintain the same operational service level and continue contributing towards the capital reserve. Water, sewer, garbage and recycling services are considered self-supporting utilities where property taxes do not subsidize the fees collected to cover expenses and operational activities. The 2024 operating budgets for the town's water, sewer, trade waste, landfill and recycling services are estimated at $4.5 million. Garbage collection rates. The commercial, industrial, institutional rate for solid waste collection moves to $140 per hour with a minimum charge of $70 monthly, up from $136 per hour and a minimum of $68. The rate is prorated to the nearest quarter hour based on the recorded collection and disposal time. The commercial light rate for weekly collection of the 65 or 95 gallon bin will go up by 70 cents to $24.90 monthly. On the residential side, weekly garbage collection for a single-family residence and a single suite of a duplex of the municipally provided 65-gallon cart increases by 45 cents to $15.55 monthly. For the larger, single-family residence 95-gallon cart increases by 70 cents to $24.90 monthly. Garbage collection for residential buildings with three or more suites increases by 55 cents to $10.95 per suite. At the same time, residences in the mobile home park will be set at $15.55 monthly per unit, where no bins are provided and $10.95 monthly, where self-unloading bins are provided. Water rates. The water rates remain unchanged for 2024 at $2.44 per cubic meter with a $30 monthly service provider fee. Mante noted that the water rates are set by the Barrhead Regional Water Commission, BRWC, and any changes get passed to residents through their utility bills. Sewer rates also remain unchanged at 35% of the water fee. Bulk water rates will also remain static for 20,124 at $9.50 per cubic meter for account holders and $12.50 per cubic meter for non-account holders, which works out to $1 for every 80 liters. The difference for non-account holders is that the municipality upgraded the operating machine and only accepts debit and credit cards. There is a bit of a fee that is applied that the municipality needs to recoup, she said. The fee for setting up a bulk water account is $25. The previous version of the bylaw also had an additional $200 refundable deposit on all accounts. Mante said administration reduced that fee to $50 on residential accounts. That is for people who just use the bulk water filling station during the summer to fill their RV, she said. However, she noted town staff will keep track of their water usage. If there are users who are using too much water for a residential account, we can look into that, Mante said. New requirements. Two new sections have also been included in the bylaw to help protect municipal infrastructure and the water supply. The first addition regarding backflow prevention requires property owners considered at high risk for contaminating the municipal water supply to install a backflow preventer. This device uses one-way valves to allow water to flow in one direction. The other section allows the municipality to require properties with a risk of depositing grease, oil, solids, dental amalgam or any other harmful substance into the water system with a wastewater interceptor. This device collects and stores contaminants, allowing them to be disposed of properly while allowing the remaining wastewater to be discharged into the sewer system. The property owner would be responsible for installing the devices, including all associated costs. Mante added the Alberta Safety Codes Act requires new businesses to install these devices. Cown. Anthony Oswald asked what type of businesses or properties would need to install a backflow preventer. Cown. Ty Ossoff similarly asked what kinds of companies would need to install a wastewater interceptor. Backflow preventers are installed after the water meter, and a lot of places such as the hospital, Barrhead Continuing Care Center, Agrena, and as Mante said, new buildings are required to have them, senior utility operator Mario Acevedo replied. He added that he believed older, existing businesses such as Barrhead Cleaners and West of the Fifth would likely need to install them. For the properties that would have to install a wastewater interceptor, Mante said, for the most part, in Barrhead, they are businesses such as restaurants and automotive repair shops. We are going to work with the companies, help them wherever we can and give them lots of time to get them in place, she said. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.